time now for our ISU Department of Ag segment. We have that every month. We're very pleased to have the ISU Department of Ag involved in the Ag Hour. And joining us is faculty advisor Dr. Maria Bernjan to introduce some members of the Minorities in Agriculture Club. Welcome back to the studio, Maria.
Thanks, Mark. It's always nice to be here with you.
Well, we love having you guys in here. Tell me about the Minorities in Agriculture Club. It's a student club. I know the club has a longer name, but I'll let you explain all of that and introduce your two students that you've brought along with you.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, we are a local chapter of a national organization that goes by the acronym MANRS, which is the National Society for Minorities in Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Related Sciences. So it is a very long name, that's right.
Long nameplate on the door.
That's right. And I brought with me today our club president, Julissa Navarette, and a student member of the club who is Kaylin Lang. And so I'll let you get to meet the two of them now.
All right. Well, Julissa, first of all, where are you from?
I'm from Wadsworth, Illinois. It's a town on the border of Wisconsin and Illinois, close to Gurnee, Illinois.
Yeah, that's farm territory.
Yeah.
Do you live on a farm?
Yeah, I actually have a couple of farm animals, and our farm is totally family-owned, so it's just us on the farm.
So livestock, do you grow anything there?
Yeah, we do livestock only, like horses and cows and stuff like that.
There are a lot of minority farmers in America. We don't focus on that a lot, so your club gives us a chance to do that. Tell me a little bit about the club. You're the president of the club, and how this club came to be. It's relatively new, isn't it, on campus?
Yes, it started in 2016. It was about like five students that were in the process of starting the organization. We work as to promote like academic and professional advancement in students that are interested in agriculture. Our name does say minorities, but we focus on keeping our doors open to any students with any majors that are interested in agriculture.
All right. Are you an ag major?
Yeah, I'm animal science, but we have a couple members in our RSO or club that are not agriculture majors.
Okay, so animal science major, what is it that you're hoping to go into after college?
I'm hoping to work with equine, hoping to own a facility and open the doors to public to have this ag experience. But because with this organization, I've learned that an ag experience is great for anyone, even if they don't even know what it is.
All right, your club mate, fellow club member Kaylin Lang also joins us. Kaylin, what year are you in school?
I'm currently a senior.
Okay, and so where are you from?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, so you're not living on a farm.
Correct.
And you don't have an ag background, or do you?
Well, I do have an ag background, but it's just not on a farm.
All right, tell us about that.
Originally, I went to high school at St. Rita High School in Chicago, Illinois. But then after my sophomore year, I transferred to Chicago High School for Agricultural Science. When I was there at Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences, I really was able to actually get an understanding of what agriculture was, the ins and outs, the major pathways or the major careers you can do in agriculture. And I felt like Chicago Ag really helped me with like the foundation for what I really wanted to do. You know, I was there. I was in the horticulture pathway. I learned about horticulture for 2 years and stuff. I did a lot of things. Like, I did a business plan, a horticulture landscape plan. I went on job shadows. I did interviews. I did a lot of things for CHAS. And it not only helped me out right now at Illinois State, but it's going to help me out when I enter the workforce.
Yeah, it's interesting because it exposed you to all the different dynamics, components, sectors of agriculture, and it really has its tentacles into so many different areas. So what is it for you, Kaylin, that you found to be most intriguing, the path that you may follow when you graduate from ISU?
Well, I think what I found most enjoyable was being at Illinois State and being in the ag department. There is so many good people I've met at Illinois State, whether it was professors, students, faculty, either people who live in the community. I just feel like everyone is so nice and caring and very helpful. And even though there's been times where things have been tough and stuff, you know, I felt like my professors have given me the resources, the opportunities, and most importantly, the guidance to not only succeed in college, but in the real world. So I think that's what I have to be most thankful about, you know. I feel like it was my smartest decision actually going to Illinois State.
Yeah, it always feels good when you know, because it's so tough to make decisions on where to go to college, what to study, and then when you realize that you made the right decision, it's sort of a relief and it energizes you too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Minorities in Agriculture Club that you have there on campus. This is, as Dr. Bergen said, a nationwide sort of fraternity, this club. What are some of the things that you do in the club, activities, events, that sort of thing, that make it so much fun for you to be involved in?
Yeah, we do like a lot of, like I said, trying to open doors for agriculture experiences. For college students, we do big company visits. This March, we're planning to do an ADM visit with Iowa State Manners Chapter. We also do experiences like riding huge like farm equipment. We did a combine ride with one of the professors at Illinois State University.
What was that like? Did you get to push any buttons?
We actually got to ride around a huge field, so it was actually we had the passenger was the professor, but we were actually moving all the buttons, pushing, like actually moving the machine, and it was pretty awesome.
Were you a little nervous about that?
Yeah,
that
you're gonna it was huge.
It's almost like driving a flying a plane.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Did you have any idea when you got into the cockpit of one of those combines just how you know intricate all of that
had no
technology
idea.
Is there on the dashboard?
Had no idea what to do. I mean, the professor there told us exactly what to do and what each button was for, and it was amazing.
You know, I've talked to students and even just regular, plain old people, adults, because the McLean County Chamber of Commerce does a lot of, in their McLean County leadership program, they'll take people out to farms and that sort of thing, and they'll do the same thing. They'll put them into big machinery, and they talked about just how the adrenaline started flowing and how cool that was and how they'd like to do it again. Is that how it was for you?
Yeah, definitely. All of us wanted to go for double rides. I mean, we had a member that didn't want to get off. She just wanted to ride away, probably go back to Chicago. And
like being at Six Flags.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I go on again, Mom?
Yeah.
So what did you do when you were when you're pushing buttons? What do you remember what executions you were performing there?
Yeah, it was like it was a lever, and you like moved it up, and it like went forward. But then you would move like side to side to like determine which way you wanted.
So you were steering it.
Yeah, yeah.
And those things are massive.
Yes.
Could you do it again if you just got in without anybody helping you? Could you remember how to do all of that?
Yes, but I'd probably freak out if something would happen, and then just like sit there and not do anything.
Well, you want a co-pilot in there
yeah,
with you.
So yeah,
it's like driver's
definitely.
Ed.
Yeah.
You know, like
I need more experience to say I can go by myself.
Do you think you could do that all the time?
I would like to.
Yeah.
But
so that's great exposure for you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, we have a farm, but we usually do livestock. So combine is for like crops and stuff like that. So that's something I had no idea how it worked, what it was for. So great experience.
Bigger than the horses you usually
have
around.
Yeah.
all right. Now, what about you, Kaylin? What are some of the things that you've experienced that you want to share with our audience?
Well, first of all, like Jalissa said, the tractor field trip with Dr. Don Myers, that was a really good field trip. I also enjoy the fact that, you know, former graduates, they come to back to Manners to speak to us about what they're doing in the real world, what companies they work for, just helping us, you know, get a connection to, like, jobs and internships, opportunities. Also, the fact that we're just not only a club that does things with academics and stuff. You know, we do occasional things like bowling nights, potlucks. We do service things like the ISU cleanup, quad cleanup. We doing like a bottle collection competition, you know, for recycling. You know, also, our professor, Maria, we also help her out with things like her little shoebox thing that she does every Christmas, acting Operation Christmas Child. So that's another thing. So we're not only just a club that revolves around academics and stuff, even though they're important. We're looking at the big picture, like what can we do to help you make it into tomorrow's world? Like what can we do to not only get you to get into a job, but to stay there and not only help us out, but make the world better too.
Sounds like your own little culture, neighborhood, just like any other group of people, people who work in an office like ours. Y'all have a common passion. Y'all have common goals, and you work together to achieve those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So how many times do you meet, every week or month?
We meet twice every month.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, there may be some students on campus. How do you who don't know about your club? And since it's fairly new, I know you get the word out there, but if there are students that are listening or parents that are listening and future students, maybe come at ISU, they have kids, that sort of thing, that are interested in ag, how can they find out about your club, the Minorities in Agriculture Club?
Yeah, we have a Facebook and Twitter public page that you can find us at, which is Manners at ILSTU. And then ISU also holds like club like fest, and they just offer tables for a whole bunch of clubs, and we just sit there and students come to this event, and we talk to them about our club, and that's how they get interested. And we recently had ours yesterday, so we're excited to see new faces at our next meeting next week.
And you said how long have you had the club?
Since 2016.
Okay, so it's you've got about a dozen members,
yeah,
roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And I you'd probably like to grow that,
yes,
a little bit, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. What are you hoping to reach?
There's pretty big RSOs within the ag department, so hopefully by the end of the year we can have a rough 20 to 30 members.
All right, so. Very good. Well, it's great to meet both of you.
Yeah,
and
thank you so much.
And you're both so enthusiastic about it. I know that you guys are going to be big successes. How many more years do you have to go? You're a senior, right?
Correct.
All right. So you're like just chomping at the bit for May to come, aren't you?
Not really. No, I'm just taking it one day at a time, just enjoying the moment and stuff, you know, because this probably will never happen again and stuff, being an undergrad and stuff. So I'm just taking it one by one, just taking it one day at a time.
And Julissa, what about you?
I'm a sophomore, so
okay.
I have 2 years and a half.
You got a ways to go,
yep.
Yeah. Enjoying that good dorm food for another couple of years.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, hey, thanks very much to both of you for coming and participating in the Ag Hour in our ISU Department of Ag segment.